Here's how the Bombers and Bruins shape up, ahead of the start of their first-round playoff series. The Bombers and Bruins went in two different directions this season. Flynn Flon, who finished last season in fifth place with 71 points and a 3-4-2-1-2-1 record, improved on their spot in the standings and their record, ending up with 78 points and a 3-7-1-5-2-2 record. The team scored fewer goals, but also gave fewer up compared to last season. Where last year's Bomber team ended the regular season on a low note, going 3-7 with a healthy lineup, this year's Bombers have had opposite luck, going 6-3-0-1 down the stretch despite a long list of injuries to key players. Two of those players will be back in the lineup for the Bombers Friday night. Jaden Mercier and Jacob Vaucler will both take on ice spots, according to a starting lineup posted to the Bombers' social media channels. Both players were on the ice for Flynn Flon's final series against the Bruins last year, including Game 7-10. Current Bombers were on the ice for that game. The Bruins, who finished atop the league with 91 points and a 4-3-1-0-2-3 record last year, had a post-championship hangover this season, falling to 2-8-2-3-3-2 on the year and seeing a 30-point drop in the standings. The Bruins still ended the season with the Viterra division title, playing in a division where only one other team, Weyburn, made the playoffs. On special teams, the Bombers have the edge with both a man up and a man down, with a higher power play percentage, 25.5% versus 18.6%, and better penalty kill, 83.1% versus 79.5%, than Estevan. Estevan, on average, takes more penalties per game than Flynn Flon. The Bruins were shorthanded 4.62 times a game this year, compared to the Bombers 4.13 times a game this year. The Whitney Forum will play a big role in the series. The Bruins have played, between regular season and playoffs, 7 games in the rink since the SJHL came back to full play in fall 2021 and have only one win. The Bruins won against the Bombers 3-2 on November 19, 2021, but have been skunked in all other attempts. In each of the Bruins' last 4 games in Flynn Flon, including in last year's finals, Estevan has been limited to just one goal. Bruins captain Cade Runke leads the team's attack, leading the team with 54 points in 50 games. The Grunthal, man, native has played with several linemates this season, but had most often been with fellow 2002-born forward Cody Davis and a revolving door of wingers. According to a lineup shared by the Bruins' social media channels Friday, the duo will start the series with winger Garrett Zasitko. Since returning to the team mid-season from Briarcrest College and Seminary, Keegan Little has been a big factor with 19 points in 16 games. Little, Koner and Runke, along with goalie Cam Herdliska and defender Alexa Babich, are returnees from last season's championship-winning Bruins. The Bruins' top producers in their games against Flynn Flon were Runke, Davis and Mitch Koner. Both Koner and Runke scored hat tricks in Estevan's sole win over the Bombers this year, a 8-6 slugfest at Affinity Place October 12. Koner had 7 points, including 4 goals, against the Bombers, but only put up points in the Bruins' 2 home games, while Davis had 4 goals and 7 points in total and picked up 1 assist in the Whitney Forum. The only Bruin who has scored in the Forum this year was Jagjeevan Fangora, who got both the team's goals during a weekend set where the Bombers won 5-1 and 3-1. Flynn Flon has 4 players who put up points in all 4 games with the Bruins this season, but some will be unavailable to start the series due to injuries. Cole DePero scored at least 1 goal in all 4 games, putting up 7 goals in total and having 11 points, while Jeremy Tremblay added 4 goals and 7 points of his own. Vaucler had 8 points, including 2 goals, in those 4 games, while Reese Richmond had 6 assists. All players but Richmond have had injuries down the stretch and missed the Bombers' last 9 games of the season. Out of players who finished the season healthy, Richmond leads the way in scoring, along with Alexi Silvestra, who had 3 goals and 5 points in the two teams' matchups. No players on the Bruins have university or college commitments announced for next season. One Bruin, defender Alex Blanchard, left the team halfway through this year to join the U Sports McGill Martlets. 5 Bombers have commitments for next year, including 4 NCAA Division I committed players. Tale of the TAPEFLIN Flon Bombers team. Estevan Bruins 3-7-1-5-2-2 regular season record 2-8-2-3-3-2-3-1 0-0 head-to-head record 1-2-1-0 Sherwood Division Viterra first in Sherwood Division finish first in Viterra loss in league final, to Est. Last season result league championship winner Cole DePero, 4-4-3-7-2-7-6-4. Leading scorers, regular season, Cade Runke, 5-0-2-6-2-8-5-4. Jeremy Tremblay, 4-4-2-7-2-8-5-5. 2 Alexa Babich, 5-6-4-3-8-4-2. Zach Kane, 5-3-2-3-2-8-5-1. 3 Jagjeevan Fangora, 4-9-1-6-2-5-4-1. Jaden Mercier, 3-8-1-2-3-8-5-0. 4 Cody Davis, 3-8-1-9-1-6-3-5. Reese Richmond, 5-4-3-4-5-4-8. 5 Mitch Koner, 4-0-1-5-1-5-3-0. Harmon Laser Hume, 44-2-8-1-1-2-2, 2.57 GAA, 0.913 SV percent. Starting goalie Cam Herdliska, 44-2-2-1-6-0-2, 2.93 GAA, 0.913 SV percent. Mike Reagan head coach Jason Tatarnik 3.57 goals per game 3.34 2.73 goals against per game 3.324. DePero, Mercier, Tremblay, Vauclair, NCAA Division 1 committed players none 2, Corey King, Rylan Pierce, major junior players 4, Koner, Runke, Salvatore Calora, Ilya Chmielewski, 8, Kane, DePero, Lucas Fry, King, Ethan Mercer, Mercier, Richmond, Alex von Sprecken, 2002 born players 7, Babich, Davis, Koner, Owen Miley, Daniel O'Neill, Runke, Robbie Stewart, honorable mention CJHL Top 20 Ranking, Year End, N.A.